Wall Street Journal in 2006, Waltz retired as Master Sergeant, false claims continued. By Joel B. Polak on August 9, 2024. The Wall Street Journal reported, accurately, in 2006 that then-congressional candidate Tim Waltz retired from the Army National Guard as a Master Sergeant, E8, but he kept claiming he retired as a Command Sergeant Major, E9. As Breitbart News has noted, Waltz served briefly as a Command Sergeant Major but retired as a Master Sergeant after failing to complete the requirements for the high rank. The Journal cited Waltz's rank in a March 30, 2006 article as Master Sergeant. Waltz had already referred to himself, during a speech among veterans running for Congress a month before, as a retired Command Sergeant Major, which was not correct. Waltz continued to cite the wrong retirement rank, even after the Journal's reporting. In a letter to the Mankato Free Press in which he defended his service record, he wrote, "For the record, I served 24 years in the Army National Guard and retired as a Command Sergeant Major in May of 2005. I served in 3 NATO training missions to the Arctic and deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom, serving in Italy in 2003 to 2004. Many outlets and supporters continued to report that Waltz was a retired Command Sergeant Major. Bizarrely, the Veterans for Common Sense organization referred to Waltz as Command Sergeant Major. Retired, Waltz even while citing the Journal article directly in a block quote that clearly referred to Waltz as a retired Master Sergeant. The New York Times appeared to split the difference, calling Waltz a retired Command Sergeant. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.